This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Alex Jones is in the building. He will be in the studio in the next segment. He's going to be taking the helm, and at the bottom of the hour, he'll be breaking down that special intel about very dangerous, lethal information that they've discovered about proposed attacks. And, of course, we talked to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas in the last hour, talking about not only attempts to create panic, which can be lethal, but also to release a gas, butyric acid, which is disgusting, the smell of vomit in the ventilation system to make people flee. But it is also very dangerous in a concentrated form. He exposed that yesterday, and today they have part two that is coming out, talking about how they're planning to take down the transportation system, the train system. I presume that's the public train system there in Washington, D.C. So there's all kinds of things in the wind, quite literally, coming up to the inauguration. And Alex is going to be breaking down some very serious information about serious attacks at the bottom of the hour. Now, this amount of time that we've got left, I touched on this earlier in the day, and this is a story that's up on the Drudge Report from AP. As robots take jobs, Europeans mull free money for all. And you have to understand where this is coming from. And I'm very, very disappointed to see people like Charles Murray, who did groundbreaking work back in the 1980s as a conservative. He wrote a book, Losing Ground, talking about how welfare was making people dependent on the government, and yet he has now become an advocate of universal basic income. And we've been talking about this for quite some time. It's clear that this is where they're heading. We had a referendum last year, and we talked about this extensively at that time. The Swiss held a referendum. They proposed giving a basic universal income of $2,500 per month to every Swiss citizen. So they held a vote on that nationwide, and it was overwhelmingly rejected. Because the Swiss are still some of the most independent-minded people, and they understand the danger of this. And this is, of course, when we talk about a universal basic income, this is guaranteed monthly money from the government with no strings attached. So you're free to get a job or free not to get a job. So you can just sit there and play video games all day, or you can try to you can take art classes, basket weaving. You could start a business if you wanted to, but we don't really need you to do that because we've got the robots that are going to do that now. See, this is the next stage that's coming. So they've had a situation where they've been flooding our country with foreign workers, exporting our jobs to other countries, and then bringing in foreign workers, and then putting them in jobs where the younger people really haven't had the experience of being able to go in and work a minimum wage job and begin to learn a work ethic. There's massive, massive unemployment numbers amongst the millennials because they don't want them to get used to having a job. They don't want them to get used to having a car and moving around because they're going to take the cars away. They're going to have the robots run the cars. They're going to have the robots building the equipment, and it's all going to be owned by a few people, just as we saw with Davos. They had 62 people last year that had the equivalent to half of the world's population. That's down to 8. That's the kind of concentration of wealth. They want to turn everybody into passive renters. And as we've talked about many times, Alex Jones has talked about it, the discussion with the elite were, are we going to kill everybody or will we just kind of pacify them and let them gradually disappear as we make it impossible for them to reproduce? Or we take over the process of reproduction, just as we saw in Brave New World. That plan is coming true now. This is something you have to understand. Go back and look at how it has already been practiced by the elites, practiced by our own government. Take a look at the American Indian reservations. They put them on these reservations, said you can't leave. They sent their kids away to be educated. They restrict what they're able to do in terms of making a living. They then extended that to the inner city with blacks with the welfare program. Now it's going to be universal for everybody. They'll call it a universal basic income, and they will restrict you to the cities. It's called Agenda 21 or the UN Agenda for Sustainable Development 2030. Stay with us. Alex Jones will be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Big announcements coming up, folks. We're live.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside. I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're live. The announcement coming up.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
More enemy waves coming in. We're now 3 days out from the inauguration.
These arrogant globalists thought they defeated humanity. But the truth is, whether it's Obama or George Soros, they're losers. Everything they had, everything they threw against us, failed. Now, just because we defeated these tyrants, for now, doesn't mean we've won the war. The war is happening within our hearts, within our souls, within our minds. We have to be good. We have to be pure. We have to be strong. We have to build prosperity. We have to bring everyone of every race, color, and creed together if we're going to truly defeat these tyrants who believe we were going to fail, who believe their divide and conquer would work. Yes, we've won the first phase, but the battle for the soul of humanity has just begun. But Obama and Hillary and Soros, you were losers from the day you were born.
This is the heart of 1776.
You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
Pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot of Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption.
Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, I am very, very happy to be back in Austin, Texas. Got off the airplane about an hour ago, and I'm right back here in the saddle with the wonderful crew here in Austin, Texas, coming to you worldwide. David Knight, in the last 12 broadcasts, we also have the Sunday show, has done a superlative job along with Paul Joseph Watson and the rest of this team. I am just, again, very, very honored and humbled to be associated with this great crew of human beings that are looking for the truth and promoting real justice and analyzing the globalist scientific plan to dumb down, balkanize, and enslave the people. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean we get it all right. But we try to get it right, and our hearts are in the right places. And you can see that InfoWars, thanks to you, that our InfoWars is changing the world. We're 3 days out, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then it's Friday. Or you could technically say we're 3.5 days out, 4 days until we know what the aftermath is of the 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, actually not just getting elected, but getting into office.
it's not a hard prediction to make. In fact, it's a really easy one to make. 100-0. That they're going to ratchet up the disinformation every day before he gets into office, and it's going to continue after, but it's not going to be as big a threat. It's still going to be very serious. But the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. If I ever see anything that's real about Trump, I'll come out and say it. He's wrong on torture, and he's wrong on, quote, give the FBI the iPhone code. It's the code to all the phones, and they already have the back doors. They can already get into them. And so it's just an excuse, just like Obama did last week, to just end the Fourth Amendment entirely. I mean, he just came out and said, oh, I'm just signing a new order, and I've ordered the intelligence agencies to just keep everything, track everything, and do whatever you want, and nobody has to even be a suspect or fit a profile. I don't like that. But that said, Trump's heart's in the right place. He's for real, and he's bringing in real policies that unseat the globalists and are going to dump so much opportunity and money on the American people. I mean, it's going to be crazy. Our only problem is we're going to turn into decadent slobs again. That's the problem with the Trump plan, is that prosperity makes monsters, as Victor Hugo said. It's true. Adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. Liberty always brings incredible wealth, and that cycle continues then into the corruption, into the degradation, into the collapse of society. But do we have to keep repeating history over and over again? Well, we live in a very complex world, and freedom has given us so many choices that we will still have freedom. It's just not going to be equally distributed because a lot of people didn't have the history of freedom, or they didn't fight for freedom when they had it. You see, I love America, and I love this planet, and I love all of God's gifts. I'm not somebody who's a loser who's just bitching and complaining because I'm in a victimology. I'm fighting for what's good in the world. That's why I'm so angry. I'm territorial about it. And I think about how people get territorial. When I was on vacation, I'd be sitting there in a restaurant / bar watching people watch NFL playoffs. They'd be arguing with each other, kind of bucking up. It was all symbolic. About are you for the Cowboys, or are you for this group, or are you for the Steelers, or are you for the Patriots? Imagine if people wore jerseys about their favorite part of the Bill of Rights, or if they wore jerseys about their belief in property rights, or God for that matter, or their children. But instead, we've been given these facsimiles of commitment so we can commit to the equivalent of a blow-up sex doll. And I use that analogy, I'm going to skip this break, all the time, that sports teams are admittedly bred in circuses to control the population and to take our male energies and our tribal energies and direct them off into something that doesn't matter to the establishment. We play the games of children while the elite control things. We sleep while they live. I'm not criticizing anybody that's into sports, but if you pull back from it and see how sick it is, there was a French nobleman, I forget his name, you can search engine the history of the modern Olympics, and you'll learn in the 1870s into the 1920s, there was a French member of the former royal family who put his time and energy into controlling the population through popularizing sports for adults and getting men to start getting into sports instead of being warriors and training for war. Now, the argument was this is going to end global conflict and end wars, was how it was sold. Just like globalism, world government sold to end all wars. Just don't make men men anymore. Or you know, give them, don't let them conduct real trains, give them toy trains, figuratively. Don't let them be real warriors. We don't want that going on. Let's have them all be in their little tribal groups and go paint their faces up and yell and scream. And you can go read how his writings got picked up by the turn of the century, and they started having Olympics, and then Hitler picked it up and made it really big in 1936 and invited members of that fellow's family. I should go into history, but I don't have the articles pulled up in history, but it's amazing. And then they exported it here. I mean, it wasn't till the 20s and 30s that men's baseball teams were taken seriously or any of this crap. that we think is America. It's not. Just like Santa Claus wasn't popular until the 40s when Coca-Cola popularized Santa Claus. Yeah, he existed. Did you know that Santa Claus in England got banned 300 plus years ago because people were dressing up? Santa Claus wore red and white stripes. It was a gang, and he went out and raped and killed people and burned buildings down on Christmas Eve. He was basically Freddy Krueger. And that's why you kind of give it an amalgamation today where it's, oh, Krampus, you know, the bad German Santa Claus. And the Russians have their bad Santa Claus, and the Dutch have theirs. And, you know, then the good Santa Claus has his Black Peters. And, I mean, it all varies culture to culture. But Santa Claus, you think, has been there forever, was made up in the 1940s. The guy, you know, in the red and white suit. There was a poem before that, what, 60 years before, about the night before Christmas. But other than that, it's a total invention, just like the stupid NFL, just like all of it. So here's why I'm against the NFL. It's been set up to emasculate me or to demasculate me. It's been set up to steal who I am so that if there's a threat to myself and my family, I'll be politically involved in modern forms of warfare that are not physical, but are done through the law and done through speech and done through the soapbox and the electronic soapbox. That's what I'm supposed to do as a man. And instead, we play fantasy football. We play a fantasy game about another fantasy that doesn't matter. And then we watch television and we see actors playing fake newscasters telling us about fake news a la Stephen Colbert. And the irony is not lost on people. Take Maxine Waters and all these other people running around saying, we played the clip earlier, that Donald Trump isn't just a Russian agent. Donald Trump actually doesn't have any thoughts of his own. His tweets, everything he says is told to him by the Russians because Americans couldn't come up with crooked Hillary. You know, like if you drive to the countryside and you see a red barn and you go, look, it's a red barn. They go, oh, the Russians must have told you it's a red barn. You're like, no, it's a red barn. No one ever thought that she's crooked. No one ever imagined that that would be a nickname for her. I mean, I would call Jeb Bush Silver Spoon Dumbass. Did the Russians tell me to say that? No, that's what he is. It's not that we're against wealth. We're against somebody given everything multi-generationally. The Bushes have been given everything for two generations. It was Grandpa that actually made a deal with the Nazis and ran some major fraud and scams, or at least steal the money. And it just goes on and on. And then Gloria Allred comes climbing out of whatever horse's inn she lives in. And, you know, she comes climbing out, you know, like a possum to announce that, oh, another woman that Donald Trump was made advances on. Every time these women actually get into court, it all folds. It's all made up. You know, I know a lot of people that have known Donald Trump for a long time. And, I'm not going to defend Donald Trump with the inside knowledge I have. But let me just explain something. Donald Trump is a clean freak. And Donald Trump is very specific about any woman he dates or marries. If Donald Trump likes you, he's going to marry you. I mean, if you're getting in the sack with Donald Trump, you're getting married to him. You can fault him for being married 3-4 times. The point is, he's one of those guys where he's going to jump in the sack with you. He's going to marry you. This is complete made-up baloney, and they know it. Just like the not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six lawsuits that have been dropped with Jane Doe made-up names of him raping teenage girls with Jeffrey Epstein 20-something years ago, totally made up, completely made up. It's the Clintons that hang around with him. They knew that was going to come out, so they ran it in the media that it was the Trump. the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And you know, folks, Paul Watson reported on it. We were contacted by an individual at NBC, and we made him show credentials and the whole nine yards. We still say, claiming to be with NBC, that they've been passing this tape around that I've heard about for over a year. Just like the PP Gate thing. Heard about that a year and a half ago. It was on the 4chan site. Totally made up. Oh, by the way, they admit that's all fake now. They admit that's all fake. But it doesn't matter. They go on Hardball last night and bring it all up again. That's right. I mean, she says with a straight face. I'm going to play it again later. The big announcement's coming up in the next segment. That the Russians came up with the term Crooked Hillary. And now they've got news articles out saying it's worse. Hillary for prison. All of it came from the Russians. That's right. I didn't think of that. The Russians did. The Russians are in my ear. Here, what do I say next, Putin? Here it is. Desperate Democrat calls for Trump impeachment, claims Russia fed him the term Crooked Hillary and everything else. That's right. At 2 a.m., he goes into like an egg of silence, a little pod, and Putin pops up and then tells Donald Trump, when no one can tell Donald Trump anything, unless you're super aggressive, very few people that Trump actually listens to. And, well, you got to have a track record of being on target for Trump listens to you as well. I wonder who Trump listens to. You know, listen, I can get Trump back on the show if I want to. That's not even the big issue. I know how much trouble it'll cause, what a big ass it'll be. And so Trump has not been back on the show yet. But I'm not going to give the media some big heydays here. But let's just say that I do talk to Trump some, the president. And it's not the power trip that it's the president. It's the power trip that it's a president fighting the New World Order under complete attack, and history is completely happening in front of us, and it's so cool. I mean, Trump is just so classy, folks. And that's why you see all these liars and all these scumbags and all the things they're doing, like Democratic Congresswoman coming on Chris Matthews and claiming, I mean, I just can't get over this. This is the craziest crap. But they really say this. See, the Democrats aren't just now saying any criticism of them is racist. They're now saying any information, like, I don't like the TPP or Obamacare ripping me off. Oh, my gosh, you're racist. Or you're a Russian agent. And notice they're only putting black people out now, like John Lewis, like Maxine Waters and others, to criticize Trump so that when he counters back, they go, oh, my gosh, look, you're racist. John Lewis, you are a Russian agent. You should be overthrown. There should be an impeachment. You're not legitimate. I don't see you as legitimate. Gee, Congressman Lewis, you've got a really bad economy in your area of Georgia. I'd like to help those inner city communities. Please work with me as your president. I really want to get some jobs in there. Yes, I raise them on Martin Luther King weekend. They set the whole thing up. That's how they're thinking at CNN. We'll have Lewis come on. The media will go, oh, my gosh, a congressman says Trump's not fit to be in there and he doesn't recognize him. There's a big boycott. Will Trump be impeached? Dun, dun, dun. I mean, as if that isn't sappy enough. Then they shift into the next phase of it, going, he attacked a civil rights icon. I mean, this is just crazy. Says nothing about race other than I want to help black areas. I want to get jobs in there. I want to make people not be dependent. I want to reverse the great society that domesticated black people and is domesticating everybody else. And they go, oh, my gosh, you're racist. And now if he counters this congresswoman, they're going to come out and say, oh, that's because she's black. But I've noticed that. Everything, everyone making these accusations is black on purpose. It's not Hillary doing it. It's not her surrogates. It's black folks. they're now putting out there, like the woman that's a Fox contributor, Ms. Green, who's up for the job as the Democratic head. And Tucker Carlson's like, well, what do you think of his plan to, like, cut the price of prescription drugs? Well, he's a racist, so I don't even discuss it. It's like, okay, well, what about this topic? I'm not even discussing his topics. Racist! I have one magic word. I mean, this is the craziest. Or Russian agent! Russian agent! I mean, the truth is, Trump's a vegetable, folks. He can't even talk. He's actually a robot that Putin speaks into. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is so stupid. This is unbelievable. Stay with us. The big announcement straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Fight against the New World Order is a man's game. And believe me, InfoWars is not just the tip of the spear, the spearhead. And you, the listeners and viewers, are the heart, the blood, the soul of this entire operation. I don't say that patronizingly. You need to know the effect you're having. I just had an incredible experience the last 2 weeks traveling all over the place. And the listenership has just exploded to a level where it's beyond Fight Club. And again, I don't say that to brag and say, oh, our show's big. It's the content of the broadcast that's big. But the average person doesn't understand how strong the liberty movement is worldwide, not just here in the U.S. It's gigantic. And people really get it. I had so many Asians and Hispanics and black folks come up to me that were listeners with tears in their eyes, thanking me and thanking Donald Trump and thanking Roger Stone. And I was like, don't thank me, brother. We're in this together. We all recognize we've got real evil in control that's trying to divide everybody. The over-the-top scandals they've levied against Trump, that he's a Russian spy. Maxine Waters, we played the clip earlier. I'm going to play it coming up, saying that the Russians feed him crooked Hillary and feed him that she's sick and feed Trump everything. That's the craziest thing in the world to say anybody's feeding Trump something. Nevertheless, it was Drudge in 2013 that first began to talk about how bad she looked because she looked like she was dying. And she'd been in the hospital for a year. That's not the Russians. Now, it's all about the Russians, isn't it? Here's the big announcement. I'm going to let Roger Stone, and he's in the middle of it, he's the center of it, break it down for you. I've had to sit on this info for a week and a half. Believe me, I didn't like doing it, but it had to be done. This deals with the deep state in every way, and this deals with the free press in this country. And Stone also wanted to spend time to talk to his sources and to find out where they think this all originated from. And it's very clear if you do the chess math where it came from. Because who out there are they more obsessed about than Roger Stone or Alex Jones? Roger Stone probably even more than I. They're obsessed with him. He goes, Donald Trump, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, Stephen Bannon. And believe me, I don't want to be at the top of that list. It's a dangerous list. So they're starting a congressional investigation into the Russian hack. They've already had McCain and his little show trials with PPGate, which they now admit's totally made up. And the British government's come out and said it's bull. Well, of course it's bull. It was on 4chan a year and a half ago. That's the hacker site. It was written by a 12-year-old, probably. So where is all this going? Why is this one of the biggest announcements I've ever made? Probably the biggest, if you look at the whole atmosphere of where we are, to let you know how ruthless the enemy is and the climate we're in. So, Roger Stone, I'm going to give you the floor to walk through this, the motive, why they've done this. This is the stuff of a James Bond movie. Roger Stone.
Alex, great to be back with you. I'm glad to see you back from vacation, and I am... glad to have turned in my manuscript for about 145,000 words, about 460 pages, for The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. Alex, as you know, prior to Christmas, I became extremely ill. This was at precisely the time that I had to be prodigiously trying to produce about 2,000 words a day for my book. And one of the important aspects of my book is the detailed debunking of this Russian hacking nonsense and a very direct refutation of the claims by John Podesta and the mainstream media and others, the Washington Post, the New York Times, that I had advanced notice of the hacking, that the hacking ever took place. That, as Podesta told the Washington Post, I told Donald Trump in advance. So I expose these things. Now we have a congressional investigation. And Senator Richard Burr and Senator John Warner are going to conduct public hearings. Now, in all honesty, I would welcome being invited to those public hearings. I welcome their investigators. As I said, I would welcome an FBI investigation when Congressman Jerry Nadler and Congressman Elijah Cummings, in a classic case of the new McCarthyism, demanded of the FBI director that I be investigated. I welcome that scrutiny.
And let me just interject. Months ago when this was all happening on a daily basis, national news attacking you, CNN not letting you come on and respond when they're calling you a Russian spy, saying you work for WikiLeaks, totally made up. And so if you do the math here, there's a problem. In fact, on air, we joked about it. We said, this is wonderful. Let them have hearings and call you in on C-SPAN with the new McCarthyism. You'll be like the famous lawyer that says, you know, have you no decency? We talked about all that. But so you're doing the math. What's the problem? You're going to go with this Russians took over the election idea, and you've got this one guy who's the fall guy we're going to blame it all on, but we don't want him talking. It'd be much better if he wasn't there, and then we could say the Russians did it. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, Alex, Glenn Greenwald, I think, nailed this week in his piece. The deep state is very upset about the election of Donald Trump and the fact that he's going to upend the established order. They're not going to get their expanded proxy war in Syria, which they desperately want. They're not going to get World War III out of a President Donald Trump, who is committed to detente, who is committed to a new relationship with the Russians, some hard-headed negotiations, but peace. We can spend our money on missiles and guns and bombs, or we can spend them on infrastructure, roads, bridges, hospitals, and schools. And President Trump knows this. As I told you, I became extremely ill. This manifested itself in over 14 days of high fevers, delirium, night sweats. I had lesions on my chest and my face. I had extreme diarrhea. I had vomiting that could not be stopped with medication. I became exceedingly dehydrated, and I ultimately had to be hydrated with IV and saline injections.
And as you said, the last time you were in the hospital was when you were born.
Yes, I am a generally healthy person.
You're a marathon runner, whole nine yards.
I have been a runner and a weightlifter. I am very careful in my diet. I'm a user of the InfoWars supplements. I have been treated with acupuncture by perhaps the greatest acupuncturist in the state of Florida, if not the United States, Dr. Quinn Martielli, who was trained in China. I am generally a healthy person. In the beginning, I thought I had a routine stomach virus, and this was, you know, a pain in the neck, given my deadline on the book and the fact that my entire family was headed to Florida for Christmas.
And we even had to cancel one of our important meetings we were going to have in Florida.
Yes, indeed. So I ultimately went to the doctors at Mount Sinai Hospital in Miami Beach, my own personal physician. They conducted extensive blood tests. Those blood tests were passed on to CDC. The general consensus is that I was poisoned. I was poisoned with, they now say, a substance that may have been polonium or had the characteristics of polonium. This made me exceedingly ill. The conjecture of all the doctors was that I did not receive a large enough dose to kill me, but I have never been this ill. Now, who would want to do this to me? I am an enemy of the deep state. I think people know that. I was an insider in American politics. I was close to power in 9 presidential elections. Everything Glenn Greenwald says is true. The Republican, Democrat, Bush, Clinton, deep state has manufactured this Russian fraud. They have compounded it by taking a clearly fabricated document, a document that has traced to a political consulting firm, Fusion, which was pushing this, to a gentleman, Christopher Steele, who created this fabricated document.
And I mean, they're admitting that Jeb Bush was financing this, but also others. What's your intel on that?
I believe that this document was actually financed by Dan Senor, who is a neocon lackey of Mitt Romney. I believe that this piece of poison, this total falsehood about Donald Trump, was peddled to every reporter in the country.
Was this released as Romney's revenge?
I think this was Romney's revenge. And the irony of this, of course, Alex, is had Donald Trump selected Mitt Romney, Mr. Senor probably would have been the number two man at the State Department. Now, there is treachery. By the way, Senor was also implicated in the release of the Billy Bush NBC attack on Trump. Which,
by the way, I mean, I want to get into why they do this, the polonium, how big a deal this is. It was a sensation when it happened to Alexander Litvinenko. And then, of course, it started coming out even in the British news that it was probably a false flag by British intelligence to blame the Russians. Why would they poison this guy? Well, because he was a triple agent, and it was useful to then demonize Russia. Clearly, let's get into motives in all of this. And I mean, how rare this is. Polonium, there's no such polonium-like substance, polonium. Now, obviously, the deep state's trying to back off that because this is so sensational. It didn't kill you. Now you will be able to testify in Congress when they're demonizing you. By a stroke of luck, I guess you didn't drink the full drink or the full potion. I don't know. You know, the doctors don't know. But this is just simply incredible. Let's walk through the math here, the Machiavellian calculus, the stratagems. Why would they want to get rid of you? Obviously, they don't want you to be able to testify when you're being demonized. But also, there's an obsession with you. And I know who you were. I met you at a JFK deal. Okay, great. But then about, I guess, 2 years ago, we actually met in person, you know, for the second time, and you came to the studio. But reading about you, checking into you, obviously, as I did years ago, New York Times articles, Washington Post articles, Washington Times articles, hundreds of them that you're in, People Magazine, just all sorts of New Yorker magazine, where they're like, look at this guy. He's the guy that got, you know, Nixon back into politics. He's the guy that got Reagan to meet with Trump and envisioned this thing from the start. And so they see you as this key guy that recognizes talent and is at key juncture points over and over again. And so reading and then even getting the WikiLeaks, which we're both in, but also in the same email, but also getting the other documents that came out via Project Veritas, where you're the MVP that must be taken out. I mean, the White House, Hillary, all of them. I'm not building you up here. Quite frankly, I'm asking, why are they so obsessed with you, Roger Stone?
Alex, I'm not really sure. Perhaps the fact that I am effective on behalf of my beliefs has something to do with it. Look, during this past campaign, a half dozen reporters, New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, people I trust, people I think are honest, straight reporters, no bias, try to report it as they see it. Yes, there are some. In fact, there's many. At least three reporters who had spent actual time with both Bill and Hillary Clinton told me, these people hate you. And I said, yeah, I know that. It has to do with my book, Imagine. And they said, no, you don't understand. They are obsessed with you. They despise you. They want to know what you're doing. A friend of mine, whose wife works for Hillary, told me that they gave her my book. She took it into the bedroom one night, and they could hear her shriek it on your show. Starts with a C, son of a bitch. So, Alex, expose them, but I don't think it was them, I must tell you. I also...
Well, let's just say it. They think you are Trump's brain, which you're not. You are part of his brain. He definitely...
No, Alex, I am a loyal supporter of Donald Trump. I have thought since 1988 he had the size and the guts to take on a system that I saw getting increasingly rotten.
Yeah, but let's admit it. He even admits you're the main booster, the main guy, the guy you got him with Reagan. You pushed him. He's been very humble 30 years ago. I mean, Trump will give you credit. You're not his brain. I'm saying you're somebody he bounces stuff off of. So they're going after Trump's biggest supporters.
I am just fortunate to have been here on the sidelines. He's the one who got elected. He's the one who's had the courage to take on the system.
No doubt. I'm saying from their perspective.
Well, we saw the WikiLeaks in which they pointed out my involvement in the recount and that I was now with Trump and that was a problem. I don't need to tell you that David Brock and Media Matters for America and George Soros, God knows what they spent, $30, $40, $50 million attacking me relentlessly from everything for the color of my socks to things I allegedly said. You can still go on Twitter now and you see their mindless bots cranking it out. Stone knew everything in advance. Stone and Manafort and some guy named Page, who I've never heard of, worked for the Russians, met with the Russians.
By the way, I can say privately, when we've talked about Assange, all media tries to get a hold of him. You're like, I've got a contact. It's, you know, someone that knows him. You know, as a journalist, I'm trying to, you know, get info to him or get info. I mean, that's what everybody tries to do with Assange. It's, I mean, every news agency out there does what you do. I mean, this is just crazy.
Yeah. No, my trying to find out what Assange was up to is part of my, you know, journalistic and activist.
Sure. Who wasn't asking what Assange was going to release next?
But this most recent attack on Trump, the fabricated memo, the claim that he was entertained by prostitutes in Moscow, I know for an absolute fact from one of the trusted and loyal and really outstanding security people who works for Donald Trump. This man is a decorated police officer in his prior career and a man of enormous integrity, told me that the one of the contacts that was kind of assigned as a walker for Trump, who they believed worked for the government, told the security guard that he would send a couple of ladies up to the room for Mr. Trump's enjoyment later in the evening after the program. And this security guard said, the hell you will. You will not do that. You will send nobody to Mr. Trump's room. He is not interested. Now, I also know that there were security guards posted outside Donald's door and at the front and the rear of the hotel to be certain that there would be no illicit effort to do this. Donald Trump, as he said himself in his press conference, Alex, far too savvy.
Well, I mean, listen. You're out of the political event. And a guy shows up with hot chicks and says, here they are. It's happened to me. You're being set up. Donald Trump's all about being in control. He would never do something like that. This is so insane. You own a business. You own a company. You run a major operation. You wouldn't be around 10 minutes if you were having hookers pee on you. Then let's expand on this. I don't look into personal stuff, but you know Trump really well. You've been his friend. He's at, you're at your wedding. You're at his parents' funeral. Got photos. In fact, let's pull some of those up. You know, you at, Trump at your wedding. This is crazy. He's a germaphobe. Let's just be honest. Let's just talk about it. This is the biggest load of crap ever produced.
Yeah, look, he's a fastidious guy. He would never put himself into that position. He is way too private and way too savvy. He is a family man. He is very happily married, and he's dedicated to his young son, Barron, and his family. Did he have his Playboy days? You bet. He was single, and he was a billionaire, and he was in New York City. Look, I'm proud to be his friend. These attacks on me relate to my support for him. Now, let's go to the question of who would try to stop my book, who doesn't want me to testify in upcoming hearings. I reject the idea that this is the Clintons. They would probably like to kill me, but I don't think it is them. I also don't think that there's any reason whatsoever for the Russians to want to whack me. There's nothing to cover up or hide or bury. I do not work for them. I have never worked for them. I have no Russian contacts. I have no Russian money. I have no Russian clients. I have no Russian influences. I'm an anti-communist. That's how I got into politics. I hate their system. It's still totalitarianism, but that doesn't mean I want World War III with them. They have nuclear weapons. They have biological weapons. Putin is a KGB killer, but it still doesn't mean that I want to commit U.S. lives and borrowed U.S. dollars to a war in over Syria. Where neither Assad, propping up Hezbollah and worse, and backed up by the Russians, or ISIS, backed up by the Saudis, not our friends, we have no stake here. A no-fly zone in Syria.
Well, Roger, I got to hand it to you. I mean, I also looked this up when you told me about it. It was in the news at the time. It's been out there. You actually had Russian agents back when you were in the Reagan administration approach you. You went and called the FBI. They rolled them up. So everybody knows you're a patriotic citizen. Now we've got Maxine Waters running around saying that Trump, in fact, let's cue that up if we can, literally gets his orders from the Kremlin, from Putin directly. I mean, they're now hitting levels that are so comical. It'd be funny if it wasn't so serious. Do they believe this crap? Here it is.
And if we find out that somebody on behalf of Donald Trump was on the phone or in email relations with somebody in Russia or the ambassador to America from Russia, and there was some sort of, as you call it, collusion, then what? Does that make Trump subject to impeachment? What do you mean by not legitimate? Just generally, well, what you mean by the term?
Well, here's
what
I'm...
If you find out there was a connection, there was collusion, your term.
Well, here's what I'm trying to get to. If we discover that Donald Trump or his advocates played a role in helping to devise strategy, if they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy, and the way that he basically, you know, described her in the campaign, I think that is something that
would... I don't know who's more doddering, nothing against old women, but what, this is like obscene. Crazy, old, arrogant, corrupt women. I mean, her and Nancy Pelosi, in the whole ethics investigations, are two of the most corrupt, in my view, just filthy, horrible, career politician, limousine liberal, race pimp, harpies. And it goes on and on. It's like 5 minutes long. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, the Russians now feed Trump directly everything, and if the Russians even said something to Trump, he should have to step down because the Russians are all powerful, and now you can see it. Roger, correct me if I'm wrong laying this out.
There's no evidence whatsoever of the communication. So the outrageous...
Hold on, I've got a question, but I got to get it from... Yes, Putin, what do I say? Roger, let's get into why they'd want to blame the Russians. Yes, yes, comrade, I'm sorry. No, seriously, let's talk about this briefly, and you're going to be hosting the next hour, so I hope to host some with you, but I'll hand up a time. Roger. Let's talk about polonium. I mean, you're not talking about yourself here. This is so rare. Only state sponsors can create this. What is the message that's being sent? It's clear. Get you out of the committing hearings. It's so clear. Get you out of the committing hearings. Kill you. Get rid of you. And then think the public's so dumb. Go, look, they poisoned their other spy, Litvinenko, and now they've gotten rid of their other spy before he could testify. They think the public's that dumb. I'm telling you, that's why they did this, and I'll tell you, I think Hillary and I think the globalists are the main suspects. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I have to tell you, like Craig Murray, Steve Pachinik, and crusading journalists like Glenn Greenwald, who is not a conservative, who is not a Trump fan by any means, but who has shed light on this in a way that the New York Times and the Washington Post have not. I'm a whistleblower, and perhaps I'm a threat, but this isn't about me. This is about stopping the Trump agenda. Now, I was on with Bill Maher, and Maxine Waters was a guest on that show. She's a very nice lady. When she came out and said the Bushes and the Clintons trafficked cocaine through MENA, the line here is way out of line. Donald Trump came up with crooked Hillary. How? He's familiar with her record. Donald Trump came up with his strategy. Donald Trump coined the slogan, make America great again. Donald Trump is the master of his own agenda.
Well, that's another joke.
Trade.
The Russians want to make us great, have more guns, control our borders, and cut our taxes? Man, then sign me up to be a Russian spy then. This is so ridiculous.
So I have to presume that these upcoming hearings, perhaps they think my testimony would be problematic. I would blow the whistle on this whole bogus Russian narrative that they just won't let go of. Now, John Lewis.
Hold on. Stay there. You've got the whole hour coming up, and I can do 5 minutes with you, 10 minutes with you, 20, or I can punch out and let you take over. Tell me during the break, but Roger normally hosts on Tuesdays, sometimes Wednesdays, in the fourth hour. So Roger Stone's coming up here on the Alex Jones Show, and soon we're going to cut liners for all the other hosts so it can be their show when they're doing it. They'll just move to the hour after that. But it's a very, very exciting time to be alive, folks. And this guy's a hero for this republic. He's been targeted by globalists. This is sensational. The media's going to have a lot of trouble ignoring this. They didn't get him. They hit him with five shots, and they still didn't get him. That's bad luck for them.